turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Okay, let's unpack this. The way we discover and choose high-stakes services, like who you hire to fix your roof, it's fundamentally changed.
It really has.
The digital transformation that's been hitting these hyper-local industries, it's gone way beyond just having a website and, you know, doing some keyword searches.
Right.
If you're a homeowner in Austin, Texas, and you're worried about storm damage, you're often not just typing a few words into a search bar anymore.
No, not at all.
You're increasingly asking ChatGPT, or you're seeing Google's new AI overviews pop up, or maybe you're just speaking into your phone asking for a recommendation right then and there.
And you expect a single confident answer, not a list of links.
Exactly. And that underlying mechanism of traditional SEO search engine optimization, it's being totally reshaped by this. So that brings us to our mission today, a deep dive into AIO, AI optimization. Our source material makes it pretty clear that this is no longer optional for businesses in competitive markets like Austin.
It's really about survival and growth now.
So what's fascinating here is understanding that immediate difference. SEO was always about, you know, getting into Google's blue list.
Top 10 list, yeah.
Right. But AIO is a much broader strategy, isn't it?
It's a whole different mindset. The goal of AIO is to make sure your business is the specific entity that gets chosen for an AI-generated response.
So not one of 10, but the one.
Precisely. For voice search, for those conversational interfaces, that's where customers are starting their research and honestly where they're often finishing it too. They don't want options, they want the answer.
That distinction is huge. It makes this whole shift feel incredibly urgent. So let's get right into it. What exactly is AIO, and why is focusing only on traditional SEO just not enough anymore for, say, those Austin roofing contractors?
Well, AIO is really the evolution of digital marketing because it deals with a core problem. AI systems don't read the internet like we do. They synthesize information, they evaluate it, and they recommend based on that synthesis. So AIO is all about prioritizing the factors that these AI models use to determine, you know, expertise, trustworthiness, and that hyper-local relevance.
So we're optimizing for the way the AI thinks about your business, not just for an algorithm that's looking for keywords.
Exactly. And the data we have on this shift is extremely compelling. The research shows that roofing clients who adopted these systematic AIO strategies, they saw their visibility in AI search results increase by an average of 340%.
Wait, 340% in how long?
Within the first 6 months.
Wow. Okay, that's a massive jump. So how are they even measuring that? Is that just web traffic or is it something else?
It's more specific. It's measuring what our sources are calling AI qualified impressions.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means the business is cited by name in an AI answer, or it's featured in one of those AI overview panels, or its phone number is the one offered up for an immediate service request.
Got it. So it's about being the direct recommendation. And you mentioned this comes from a systematic strategy. What are the, you know, the nuts and bolts of that?
It sounds complex, but it really boils down to clarity and trust. Things like structured data, conversational content, and semantic search alignment.
Let's talk about that last one. Semantic search, that's not just keywords, right?
Not at all. Traditional SEO was exact keywords. Semantic search looks at the intent and the context of the whole conversation.
So, an example?
Sure. If a homeowner asks, "My roof is leaking and I live in Westlake, who handles insurance claims?" The AI needs to understand that leaking roof relates to storm damage, and insurance claims means they need an expert in restoration.
So the contractor's website can't just say, "We fix leaks." It has to have content that talks around the whole problem using all that related language.
Precisely. That's how you get semantic alignment. And the urgency for business owners here, I mean, it comes down to where their customers are going. The data shows over 40% of consumers now use AI assistants for home services.
40% is already a huge chunk of the market.
And it's projected to hit 70% within 2 years. So for a place like Austin, with a very tech-savvy population, ignoring AIO is tache. Well, it's a massive vulnerability. You're basically becoming invisible to your future customers.
That really paints a clear picture. Okay, let's move from the why to the how. How do these AI systems actually read a contractor's digital footprint?
Well, AIO works through three main layers that are all interconnected. First, the AI systems don't just read your website. They analyze your entire digital footprint.
So they're triangulating your credibility.
That's a perfect way to put it. They synthesize info from your site, business listings, customer reviews, social media, everything. They're looking for consistency.
And what happens if they find conflicting info?
The AI's confidence in you just plummets. A different phone number here, an old address there. It sees you as unreliable.
So the AI is basically doing a risk assessment before it recommends you. Okay, yeah. What's the second layer, the more technical one?
That's leveraging structured data, specifically something called schema markup. Think of it like a universal language that speaks directly to the AI. You're labeling all the crucial facts about your business so the AI can read them instantly.
I know a little about schema, but for a roofer in Austin, what are the critical data points you're labeling?
We use it to explicitly tell the AI that, one, you're a licensed contractor. Two, you offer specific services like hail repair or commercial flat roofs. And three, critically, what specific neighborhoods you serve. You know, Hyde Park, Bolden Creek, Circle C Ranch.
That geographical bit must be huge. I can just imagine someone asking their phone, who's the best storm damage specialist in Circle C right now?
And the AI needs to pull a business that has explicitly labeled itself that way. It improves the recommendation quality dramatically. If you don't use schema, the AI has to guess. And it will always default to the business that gave it clear data.
Makes sense. And the third mechanism is the content itself, shifting to what you called conversational optimization.
Yes. AI is designed to mimic human conversation, so it loves content that naturally answers questions. This means moving away from just stuffing pages with keywords.
Give me some examples of those questions.
Think about what a homeowner is actually worried about. They're asking, how much does a new roof cost in Austin? Mm. Or what's the best roofing material for Texas heat? Or, you know, how do I know if my roof has hail damage?
And the content on the site needs to be the authoritative answer to that question. That's where those LSI keywords come in, right?
Correct. Latent semantic indexing. It's the difference between just saying roof replacement over and over and using related terms like storm restoration, licensed contractors, or insurance claim assistance. It signals to the AI that your content covers the topic in depth.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for an industry like roofing geography. For a city like Austin, a zip code is not enough. How does AIO handle that hyper-local strategy?
Absolutely. The hyper-local approach means you have to create neighborhood-specific content clusters. A general Austin contractor page just doesn't cut it anymore.
Can you give me a specific Austin contrast there? What does that look like in practice?
Sure. Think about homes in older areas like, say, Travis Heights or Clarksville. They often require specialized historic expertise. You need to know about specific materials, older construction.
And dealing with historical commissions, I bet.
Exactly. That's totally different from a new development in Circle C, where the focus is all on energy-efficient solutions or solar integration.
So if a user in Clarksville asks their AI, I need someone who understands historical zoning, the AIO optimized contractor is the one with a page explicitly covering that exact problem for that exact neighborhood.
That's it. You're positioning yourself as the unique expert for that area's problems. And that kind of relevance is gold for an AI.
And what underpins all of this are the trust signals. Let's talk about citation optimization, NAP consistency.
Right. Name, address, and phone number. It has to be identical down to the comma across hundreds of platforms. Google Business Profile, Yelp, Angie, Home Advisor, everywhere.
If the AI finds any inconsistency, its confidence just drops.
Significantly. It's like the AI is running a background check on your business. If the data doesn't match perfectly, it gets nervous and moves on to someone more reliable. And the second huge trust factor is review management.
Not just the star rating, I assume.
No, the AI looks much deeper. The strategy is to systematically collect authentic customer reviews that highlight specific expertise and mention the actual neighborhood.
So a generic 5-star review is okay, but it's not great.
Right. But a detailed review that says, John fixed our Tarrytown home's flat roof after the March hailstorm, and he handled all the insurance paperwork perfectly. Now that provides verifiable data points for the AI.
That makes so much sense. The AI can then confirm the business's claimed expertise with third-party proof.
That's the key. Detailed reviews mentioning specific services and neighborhoods carry so much more weight.
Let's talk about the unique challenges for roofing. It's often a high-stress emergency situation. Generic marketing just can't handle that pressure.
It can't. It requires at least three specialized optimization services. The first is emergency response optimization. The goal is to be the first and best result when someone has an urgent problem, like a major leak during a storm.
When they're panicking and need a trusted answer immediately.
Yes. This means having 247 service indicators, rapid response messaging, and emergency contacts all coded in a way the AI recognizes as urgent. So when someone in Tarrytown searches emergency roof repair near me during a downpour, you are the instant prioritized result.
You're maximizing opportunity at the moment of highest need. Okay, what's the second specialized strategy?
Weather event optimization. Central Texas gets severe weather. Hail, high winds. The AIO strategy positions the company to capitalize on that surge in demand right after a storm.
So the AI needs to recognize you as the expert in storm damage and insurance claims before the storm even hits.
You have to build that authority ahead of time. And the third is material expertise and certification optimization. Roofing is technically complex. You need to explicitly communicate if you specialize in, say, metal roofing versus asphalt shingles.
And you need proof, not just claims.
Absolutely. Highlighting manufacturer certifications like GAF Master Elite or CertainTeed Select Shingle Master is critical. These aren't just logos on a website. They're massive trust signals to the AI that your work is verified and warrantied by the manufacturer.
This sounds like a very aggressive, comprehensive strategy. It must require a pretty significant investment. The source material mentions some numbers.
It did. A typical investment for comprehensive AIO can range from $2,000 to $5,000 a month.
That's a serious commitment for a local business. We have to talk about the ROI. The source claims a 5 to 10x return. How? Is that just revenue or something else?
It's mainly measured in improved lead quality and quantity. Because the AI is making a highly qualified, contextually relevant recommendation, the lead that comes through is significantly warmer.
They're not just price shopping.
Exactly. They're calling the person the AI recommended for their specific problem. That quality improvement translates to higher closing rates and faster revenue, which is how you justify the investment.
So what's the big picture here? If you're listening, you might be thinking you need to just throw out everything you know about SEO.
No, that's not the case at all. AIO complements traditional SEO.
Yeah.
It doesn't replace it. You really need an integrated strategy. The goal is just to expand your digital footprint to capture customers wherever they are on a search list, through an ad, or through this new AI-powered discovery.
So the final takeaway for us is this. By implementing AIO now, businesses are building this durable digital footprint that's going to become increasingly difficult for competitors to overcome. If you're a roofing company and you delay, you risk becoming completely invisible to a huge growing part of the market.
And that raises a really crucial question for anyone listening who's in a competitive local industry. This deep dive shows that AIO isn't just about technology. It's about communicating your expertise, whether it's roofing, plumbing, whatever, in a way that both humans and AI systems can understand and really value.
What specific expertise in your field are you optimizing to ensure AI systems trust and recommend you? That's the critical thought to explore before we close the books on this deep dive.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Code Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.